We are in the shuttlecraft shortly before the landing on Earth, while Kamun and Ewi talk about the journey from Pandora to Earth with the representative of Earth and the captain of the shuttle.
Captain, do you have a minute? I'd like to introduce you to our two guests from Pandora.
Welcome to the pitch, gentlemen. You wanted to see Earth before we land?
Deity, blue like our world.
Only from afar, but you'll see that soon enough.
What happened?
It's my duty to escort you to Earth. You'll have to talk to Mr. Malone about that.
It was a long way to come here. I hope it was not in vain.
I feel a kifke lamlor skake aungatsie wunsli voela.
For sopning gimpe lunfte frfen ebevengit?
Aum zakem sifte nibumene ula ungateri, taluna fori zunslu fua sopa ungane.
Ue toposine it, feia ap a aiste o lefing ap aungeye kifkeiti skaya inga.
Oeng perei, olte zaye afuta feia olo eikta neupi vengo engar.
This is shuttle to ISV. Docking sequence completed. Arlock C6 ready for decompression. Begin checklist. Do we get a countdown?
Roger, shuttle 216. Wait for further instructions. Please prepare to get on board your shuttlecraft.
How long will flight take?
The shuttlecraft will take you to Earth within 2 hours.
For the look to your world, we thank
you. Menga Rolf Pomsrak.
Li sle efuku up ulte ketsun si variat nilza.
Ai vera lus numap. Ah, a menga ketsun si variat mi rota.
Un umenga ya ta keteng e wevegne. Sle efitzeng ya lo.
Ya stonglu.
Ngaru te aur, please, ma James, we can speak in your language, no?
If you would like to do that, of course.
I believe that we both can better, howl.
Prepare, all right. This bottle here will help you to breathe when you feel dizzy. The evoyeire, you understand? Please use this tube especially if you do not feel good. You can carry it on your back.
Thank you.
What you can do with your machines, very strange. I was curious to see with my own two eyes.
This is house where you bring your sick, yes?
Yes, it's called hospital. If people cannot get well at home or had an accident, I can explain everything to you later.
Neperte, everything this much strange. I am worried.
You don't have to. As long as I am with you, no one will harm you.
I not think that people can make pain to us.
Sran, ngaruteaur, neau, we are this much away from our world. I cannot make picture in my mind.
I imagine you mean. Yes, I can't either. Are you strong enough to go? You must feel heavier to turn on Pandora.
No problem. This force that pulls us to ground, no problem.
To which place we go?
To my quarters. You will live here, and the day after tomorrow, you will meet the president. Our Ola Ikta.
I hope you have food.
Sure, we will arrive in 1 hour.
Tam, Keko.
Oh my god, the White House has been pretty tarted up, hasn't it? Have our guests already arrived?
They have just arrived. Everything is on time for our conference. Everyone is already here except the president.
And have you already seen them?
Yes.
Tell me, how do they look like?
Like giants, at least 10 feet tall, and so different from all the pictures we've seen.
Well, what we had were pictures showing them in their world. The plants are much taller there. I've heard that they have trees taller than 900 feet.
That's huge. Excuse me, I'll see where they are.
All right, see you in a minute in the conference room.
Ah, my James, there you are.
Please follow me to the conference room. We will see the president shortly. But Evie, you're allowed to take your spear with you.
Excuse me, the president will be here in a few moments.
Thank you, we're not going anywhere.
It's good that you're already here. Please, take a seat.
Oeng Henko. Are you comfortable? Do you need anything?
Thank you, my James. Everything is fine. You are all very kind to us. The air is hard to breathe.
Nay, my James, the hour. The weather is not good for us today. As long as we do not strain ourselves, there will not be a problem.
Can they both understand us, or do we have to translate everything?
They can understand simple sentences. Omega ketsibuns livam, utapelt ef kol. Takaroping oip iset kevyak.
Thank you. Understand we do.
They are fast learners.
You are an interesting people. Do you have technological developments like means of transportation?
Technological sluni na vi. Uo na aise o atsonti kangem si ni auto. Ayo na patli fu ikran.
Lu ulo o asim. Ampairi zuntivula ayuranit ftes divetni fayuangit.
They can build boats, but I haven't seen them myself.
We have our Aigran. We can go wherever we want. We do not need machines.
Incredible. That would save us a lot of problems.
Our riding animals are better than your machines. Fiapeanga xiao fai yu alu fatli lifnga.
Cars. Automobiles.
Ah, tslulam. Cars. Aunga e nau masat no ke lalu ewa, aunga reike te meeme hua ewel se iuang. Aunga siaut saar meo a unia ea.
The great mother, they call it Eva, makes them live in harmony with all living things. They call it meo a unia ea. I'm sorry, there is no succinct translation for it.
That's interesting. I think I understand.
Most of the time, there is enough for everyone. We do not fight that much, but we will tell that to your president.
I'm sure he will be interested to hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Oh, good afternoon. Please remain seated. Welcome. I'm very glad to present to you our honored guest from the faraway moon Pandora. Zola unipertimirta wel mengedi kameye.
Popeltesan wel mengati kameye.
Tam.
Tam. Wel ngati kameye ma olo ekan America ye.
We have come here today because we see the possibility of help from our honored guests. Help that we, the inhabitants of Earth, are in dire need of. But before we go into detail, I'd like to introduce you to our guests. To my right is the Secretary of Environment, Mr. Davis. And to his right is the CEO of the RDA, whose company provides ships with which we can reach Pandora, and on which our honored guest arrived. Mr. Malone, you know already. He is responsible for our guests during their visit and attends to their every need. And these two are our guests from Pandora who followed my invitation. This is Kamun Kalte.
Kalte.
And this is Stewie Kalte. I hope you had a comfortable journey.
Thank you. It was strenuous, but all right.
As far as I've heard, you already had a chance to look around a little. Could you make yourself a bit familiar with our situation?
Yes. Thanks to the help of James, we had a good insight. Even though we don't understand everything.
It's understandable, because you are not that familiar with our language.
Your language was not my meaning, but your actions.
What do you mean?
We do not understand how you can take more from your great mother than the world around you can give.
Your machines are very useful, and we understand that you don't want to live without them. But you don't take into account me wa unia. In your language, it's something like living in harmony with nature. You have distanced yourselves from nature, and there will until there will be no more left for your children.
Matewi, how would you want to teach the sky people?
What do you mean?
Yes, well, you seem to sense that you are near destruction, but you have to have the will to change. Would you have invited us otherwise?
First of all, we wanted to get to know you. I see a promising future for humans and Na'vi on Pandora.
What have you planned?
Well, I was thinking of a permanent base and a colony, not big, to make the journey from Earth to Pandora easier.
But you already have a space to land.
But we will need more space. We were thinking of building a plan to build and produce the machines for our scientific research.
Gentlemen, please come down. I guess Mr. Burns didn't mean to disrespect you.
I warn you, do not speak falsely, or...
Let us go.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, and now, as previously announced, we bring you the speech of the Na'vi who are guests on Earth. Here's Kamun.
Well, I'm not the masute urtae. I foruni vot oitult esan kalt esek. Neononum, moizu la uf tu tsengalim. Ainge tisu sauri moe angaru se irayo. Ainge olo ektanil neu futa moeru angaru srungsivi. Zula umoe. Keluftue taluna angalu sute akeo mum mewa unia eat. Ainga asngar mei skivaa ainge naumasatnokit. Ainge tit aneu luap anehaum. Tafral ainga kif pilteri fuaska a kif keti.
This is not easy because you are a people that doesn't live in harmony with nature anymore. You have started to destroy your great mother a long time ago. Your greed is too big. Therefore you don't think about how you destroy your world. You accept answers to questions that you have for a long time. You've become blind to the answers and don't dare to act accordingly. Try to see your world with our eyes and you will realize that you cannot replace nature and uniqueness with your wealth or power. Your greed for power over other people has led to world wars. We hardly understood that, but the wars that are being waged for water are so unthinkable that we doped the good of the contact to you that you promised. You have found your way to our world. It is the will of Awa, our great mother, that we come together. Your and our fate is connected now. Nature has so much to offer, but you hide in your huge cities of stone and steel. You cover up even the last free place. Why are you doing this? For you or your machine's sake? This is your land. You have to wake up before there's no turning back. How can you destroy your great mother and poison your children's land, water and air? You seem to need your machines, we understand. Several of them are useful. You can cure many diseases, that is good.
If you can cure yourselves, why don't you cure your world that you made sick yourselves? You have to learn to use your eyes, ears and mind. Then you will be able to heal your world. We have a saying, Kame ulte fiaud amuyefko rayun. See and you will find the right way. Your great mother calls for help, but you do not hear her. You are many. Earth could provide for you, but we've seen that you don't give your food equally. The little land you have left, you poison.
You have been only here for a few days, and you already formed an opinion about our world.
Yes, thanks to James and your moving pictures, we have seen and learned a lot on your world. We have wars and clans argue about many things, same as you. But at the end, we are united in the harmony with nature, because we want to live together with nature. You live in high risk. You think your machines will provide for you. You trust them blindly. Those who build them with greed anticipate a time when they will fail. Those people take the risk that your world will be destroyed. What will you eat when there are no more animals? Where will you live when there is no more land? We hope that you have understood our message and begin to see. Ewa ngahulivu.
Kiwami, we see each other later.
Ftang, please wait. I must give you something.
Where did you get this?
Mr. Burns forgot it here when he picked us up yesterday.
Why? Where have you been?
We were in hospital.
What? Why? Were you ill?
No, there was someone from the RDA and he brought us there.
We weren't supposed to tell you, but we trust you. He asked us to take samples from us for their research. And then they stung me in my arm and put me in a tube.
What samples?
Manau, Maiwa, what is that?
That seems to be a nurturing tube. We use it to breed extinct animals.
And what is that?
That looks like us. Why is it floating in there? Is it dead?
Let me see. That's unbelievable. The breed is about to walk in your world. Without the masks. Scary. Tingnari.
Maweyen, Ewa. You let bodies grow that look like Navi.
I didn't know about that until now. It seems to be a secret project by the RDA. I only know about the suchful cloning of Thru's animals.
Well, Natik is Bao.
Please, believe me. I didn't even know this existed.
Is it true that you do not know? Speak the truth.
Maweyen. I believe him. He is our friend. But what do we do now?
I don't know. I wouldn't trust Mr. Burns. The RDA is powerful. Maybe even more powerful than the president. They can force him to do things.
I do not understand.
If I understand that correctly, the RDA has a lot of money. And here on Earth, money means power. We know that there is a valuable stone on your world that the RDA wants to purchase. It will give them more money. Once the RDA comes to you because of that, there will be more destruction on Ava Evang.
We will not accept that. This could mean war.
We must speak with Mr. Burns. Now, I call for the call.
Sam, come back to the quarter. We need the car. You have to take us to the RDA.
Mr. Malone, what are you doing here? And you too?
Don't miss your tablet.
Thanks for bringing it, but you shouldn't have made the fort. By the way, great speech. Our commercial branch couldn't have come up with a better campaign, huh?
We have to talk to you.
But this is not a good time. We have guests.
So, same as Dwayne.
This is more important.
All right, follow me to my office. In here. What can I do for you?
You're a traitor to the human cause. You have betrayed me, Zinatvi, and your government.
That is ridiculous. You are not lost for words, little man.
Then maybe you can explain the Avatar program to this little man.
So you got it, huh?
Peop, pilt epo.
Zauri popelngai.
Fitokrult elanit peye tivakuk.
Mavai, Rut'e, Liverpool's Omoek Titsaut.
Ah, damn. He should speak.
If you must know, we couldn't combine your DNA with ours. I'm not one of those science nerds, so I don't know how, but it was made... Don't know how, but it was not possible until we had a more specific sample of our blue friends.
Don't call him Zed. You have no right.
Which side are you on? You don't need to answer. I think you made that clear.
It's only profit you're after.
That's my job. We've invested billions in the Pandora project. Money of our shareholders. Do you really think we did that for the greater good? Damn right you are. We want profit.
We've informed the president. I'm curious how you want to explain that to him.
Explain what? How we make money?
Polumpeangam.
You are men without scruples. Is it not enough for you that you destroy your world? Don't you see? You haven't heard a word in Natvi said this morning.
Yeah, catch a Leo Werusle. Kelu porokea ketse.
If I were you, I'd be very careful now.
Call back your blue monkeys or...
What did he say?
Popeltezan mengalo misyaksyo.
Ane o elivo ngay ukator.
He would probably kill you if he wasn't here for the president.
What do you expect? Should we live on trees like animals? Wake up! You've been too long on Pandora. Too much of those toxic gases, huh?
Maybe. It's useless. You don't want to understand. I have to talk to the president.
You can do that. He'll talk to Bob and I'll arrange a seat for you on the next flight to Pandora. Then you can stay with your new friends if you like it so much.
I take this tablet with me. Come, you two. I talk to the president.
Mr. President, I'm sorry to bother you at this hour. The Navi and I have to talk to you in a urgent matter. It's about an RDA project called Avatar. I forwarded all information I have to your office. Do you have time? 2 o'clock. We'll be there.
Mr. President, Mr. Malone and the two Navis are here.
So, send them in. Please, have a seat. What is that urgent matter?
We have been to the leader of the RDA. He wants to exploit our world. Did you know about that?
Did you see the files?
Oh, I've seen them. And what I've seen is frightening.
We came here to help you, but we've come to a decision. The humans' actions are very sad. We don't know if we can trust you anymore.
What do you want to do?
Well, I've realized that the RDA, which called for environmental protection all this time, is a ruthless company that will stop at nothing to gain more profit. So what can I do?
We are not now Maekdan, a great leader on this world.
You live on Pandora, in harmony with your world. What can we do to save our world?
I have said it already in my speech. The reason why you destroy your world is that no one asks what they can do not to destroy it.
You are right.
Then you start act now, Mr. President.
I try to do everything in my power to stop the plans of the RDA. But I don't know if I will succeed. They are powerful.
You must try to know.
Yes, try it.
We will return to our world as soon as possible.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I hope we will stay in contact.
I will go with them to Pandora. I don't see much of a future for me here.
Then I cannot convince you otherwise, can I?
We can learn a lot from the Navi. I want to start here. Will you let me stay with you?
Yes, my James. We knew that you wouldn't stay. That you wouldn't want to stay here. Wangati kameye. Ewa weng pilt e san sola unipert esik. Thank you for your hospitality and understanding. Ma ektan retaye.
Sam, have a safe journey. You have a long way ahead of you.
Kievame, we will see us again.
I hope so. Kievame.
Thank you very much.
You will do the right thing when you listen to your heart.
I hope so. You are an impressive people.
Allison, call the CEO of the RDA. I want to see him here. No, as soon as possible. I don't care where he is. I want to see him now.
I hope the president has a strong heart. It will be a difficult task.